I was so unsatisfied with the service, and I found out at that point that they weren't licensed.
Getting work on her eyebrows was an eye-opener.
If I can explain this, it's a little bit confusing.
It's not confusing to me at all. You shouldn't have been performing a service unless you had the license.
Now, is she hoping for blind faith from the judge?
I want to see what your eyebrows looked like right after they were done.
I don't have a photo of that, ma'am.
Why not?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Candace Tucciarelli is suing Wellness Center owner Nicholas Parison for negligence and medical bills as a result of a microblading treatment to her eyebrows.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 91 on the calendar, the matter of Tucciarelli versus Parison.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Tucciarelli, the defendant has some sort of a spa salon.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what services you provide there, Mr. Parishaw.
Our wellness clinic, we provide about 8 different services.
Okay.
Naturopathic medicine, acupuncture,
slow,
massage.
Slow. You provide 8 services.
Yes, ma'am.
What services do you provide?
Naturopathic medicine.
What is that?
It's holistic health care.
And what kind of a license do you need to practice that?
I have a license in Washington State.
Is that where your shop is?
No, it's in Ohio.
Your shop is in Ohio?
Correct. Ohio does not license naturopathic physicians at this time. Correct. So I'm more or less a... I'm sorry.
My question, your answer.
Okay.
So Ohio, which is where the shop is, where the plaintiff went, does not require a license for this homeopathy whatever that she didn't avail herself of. What else do you provide?
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture. Do you need a license for acupuncture in the state of Ohio?
Yes.
Do you have one?
I don't, but my acupuncturist does.
Raise your hand if you're the acupuncturist.
She's not here.
Okay. And her name is?
Lauren.
And she has a license in the state of Ohio?
She does.
What other services do you provide?
Massage.
You need a license for massage?
Yes.
In Ohio?
Yes.
Do you have one?
I don't, but my massage therapist does.
And massage therapist's name?
Amanda.
That's you. Gable. You have a license?
I do.
Current?
Yes.
Good. What else do you provide?
Colon hydrotherapy.
What is that?
It's a colonoscopy preparation procedure to clean out the large intestine.
And do you need a license for that?
Yes.
Do you have one?
I don't, but my colon hydrotherapist does.
Not one of you people?
No.
What else do you provide?
I'm drawing a blank. What else do we provide? Reflexology.
Well, one of the things that you provided was something that the plaintiff availed herself of, which was tattooing of the eyebrows.
Yes, ma'am. It's not technically tattooing. It's semi-permanent tattooing, whereas tattooing is permanent.
And do you need a license for that?
Yes.
Do you have that?
We didn't have it at the time.
Did not, so the answer is no.
Right.
And the therapist who performed the procedure on the plaintiff also was unlicensed.
She had a training certificate. If I can explain this, it's a little bit confusing.
She also didn't have it's not confusing to me at all. We went through a whole menu of things that you provide, some of which require a license and some don't. For the things that require a license in the state of Ohio, you had a technician who had that license. That's what you told me. You named some, one was here. Person who did the tattooing or semi-permanent color or whatever it was, you do require a license, you didn't have one, and neither did the technician who performed the procedure on the plaintiff. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That person's name is?
Amanda Gable.
Is that you? That's you. You do a lot of things.
I do.
You do acupuncture and tattoo?
Not acupuncture, I do massage.
Massage. Stand up. What did you have to do to get a training license?
I went to school in...
Date? And I'd like to see a copy of your training license.
October 27th of 17. I went to school at American Microblading Academy in New York City for 4 days.
Okay, so can I see the training license? This isn't anything.
One of them is a certificate of training, and the other
one... This doesn't say anything about the state of Ohio.
That's what the accredited school gives the people who go through the training.
The state of Ohio requires a license. You're going to have to show me something that she had a training license, which under the rules in Ohio allowed this young woman, while she had a training license, I don't know what you need to, from a training license to a regular license to do a procedure.
What they required from
Don't tell me what they required. Show me. Show me a statute. Show me a rule. Show me something.
It's murky, to be honest with you,
It's not murky. It's not murky that if you want to perform a colonoscopy on somebody, you need a license. And if you want to do massage on somebody, which is not a permanent or a semi-permanent process, it's massage, you need a license. If you want to give somebody a pedicure, you need a license. You need a license to give somebody a manicure. I mean, I see them whenever you go in for a manicure. You see, you know, license by. If you need a license to do those things that are not permanent or semi-permanent, it would seem to me if Ohio requires a license, you shouldn't have been performing a service unless you had the license. You would agree with that, sir?
I would agree with it, but...
Fine. Good. Now, you're not here because you didn't have a license. You're here because she was dissatisfied with the service and had to have it removed and redone. That's what she's suing for. The fact that you didn't have a license is per se negligence on your part. But the fact that you did the procedure and she was dissatisfied with it suggests to me that you all aren't getting it, because she had come into your spa or whatever your center is previously and had other services,
ma'am.
Right?
Yes.
Ma'am.
Satisfied?
Yes, ma'am, very.
Satisfied. She wasn't the nut. Who performed the services and what did you have done?
I went to Dr. Flynn starting in 2015 to 2017 for...
Who's Dr. Flynn?
She is one of the licensed board certified naturopathic physicians there. That's what first introduced me.
He says
me.
Nobody is board certified. In-
me and Dr. Flynn are licensed in a different state. We're not licensed in Ohio because there's no licensing laws in Ohio.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
I know.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What else did you have?
I've had facials, numerous facials.
Satisfied?
Very. Everybody there was
not
awesome.
Not a nut.
I put good reviews on the services.
When did you have the eyebrow procedure?
December 11th, 2017.
You performed the service?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
Why?
After my training in school, they sent me home and told me
Don't
that I
me
needed
what they
to...
Told. Listen to me. Don't tell me what anybody told you.
Okay.
You can go to medical school and never be licensed to practice medicine in a state because you can't pass the boards.
Right.
You can go to dental school. You can go to law school for 3 years and never pass a bar. That means you can't practice law. So...
Your Honor, can I make a comment?
What?
If there is a license to do this in Ohio, then we're not aware of it, honestly. I said that there was, but according to the tattoo license board, if you have some, Candace,
I do.
Show it to me. I'm not... We weren't
what
aware.
I don't understand...
We thought that was the license that she received from the school that said she is licensed to do this in Ohio.
Oh, I don't even think that you believe that.
Well, she went
to an
accredited...
I mean, that's something that they give you on close the cover before you strike law school. You know, you wouldn't let somebody like that represent you if you were charged with murder. Oh, here, I went to this law school. I'm going to get a match out and... Open up the cover.
What
and
you have to have is what I, the way I understand it, is a tattoo license, is what I understand.
Well, if you need a tattoo license and you didn't have a tattoo license, what I'm trying to understand, she's going to show me pictures. You have a business, clearly, based upon what you tell me, sir. You have a business that's been thriving for a while in the state of Ohio. You have a customer come in who is a good customer and has been coming to your center for years. Now she comes in and she says, I'm really dissatisfied. I had this service. She's going to show me pictures. I'm really dissatisfied. And not only that, if it's murky for me as a business owner, you would want to say, the last thing I want to do is irritate this good customer. So I'm going to give her back her money. I'm going to pay for having it redone.
We did. We gave her back the money that she paid to have the procedure done.
And?
And we offered to have another experienced practitioner that was licensed to come in and do a touch-up on her and fix the procedure on our dime.
No, just a second.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say to her, go wherever you feel comfortable now because we screwed up. And
I didn't tell her not to go anywhere. We gave her one resource that we had that got...
No, not one resource that you had. If I went to a doctor because I had a broken arm, and the doctor reset my arm, and I went for an x-ray 2 weeks later. The x-ray showed that they had set my arm wrong. The doctor, that's the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, it's true, I set your arm wrong. And I could understand that if you don't want me to break and reset your arm, go to whoever you like and we'll pay the bill.
Your Honor.
What?
Can I add something to that?
Sure. I don't know who you are. You didn't raise your hand for anything.
I'm Dawn, the operations manager, and I did speak to Candy after her procedure. She called the clinic on the 8th to say she was dissatisfied. I reached out to her. I left her a message.
The 8th of what?
Pardon me?
The 8th of what?
1-8 of this year, okay. January 8th. She called to say she was unhappy with her procedure. I did reach out to her that day immediately and left her a message. We have proof I called her. I reached out to Amanda immediately to let her know she was dissatisfied. Amanda reached out to her as well, which we have proof, and texted her. Then she came into the clinic for acupuncture. I went and spoke with her, said I was relieved from the note. I thought it was going to look bad. I expressed that it didn't look bad, and she said, oh yeah, it is, it's covered up. And I said, Candy, I apologize. We'll bring in somebody on our dime, experienced. I gave her a name, a number, asked her to send photos as well so Amanda could submit them and just see what it was she was unhappy with.
I'd like to see the photos. Bird, would you get me the photos?
The photos from my plastic surgeon?
No, I want to see the photos of what it looked like on the 7th of January.
She didn't take photos.
You, not she, you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you did have tattooing there?
Yes, ma'am.
And you know how your body changes after 10 years. Your
yes,
eyes
ma'am.
Change.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything changes.
Yes, ma'am.
Go up, go down.
Up, down,
you
yes,
want it
ma'am.
To keep. You want to keep it all the same?
Yes,
you have
ma'am.
To see a plastic surgeon every month.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Candace Tuccarelli says, wellness center owner Nicholas Parison is responsible for her medical bills as a result of a botched microblading treatment at his facility.
Now, I want to see what your eyebrows looked like right after they were done.
I don't have a photo of that, ma'am.
Why not?
I didn't think I needed to have one. At that point in January, I didn't think that a picture was necessary. I was then told to go to a plastic surgeon.
I want to see, on what date did you first take a picture of your dissatisfaction?
January 26th, ma'am.
January 26th. Can
yes, ma'am.
I see a photo?
Yes,
from,
ma'am.
That's more than a photo.
The photos are in here, ma'am.
Just show me a photo.
Yes, ma'am. There it
can
is.
I also?
It was January 26th.
I just wanted,
okay.
This was a month later, a
yes,
month
ma'am.
After you, about a month, four
yes,
weeks
ma'am.
Later.
Your Honor, she also had permanent tattooing that she expressed she was unhappy with 10 years prior. It had faded and was a different color.
That's not true.
You wrote it on your intake form.
You know,
that's not true.
I cannot understand why you wouldn't take a picture yes, the ma'am. Day that you called them and said, I'm dissatisfied. For the life of me, I can't. Did they give you your money back?
Yes, ma'am. I was told when I called that it's expected to be darker and not look its best for a couple weeks. So it was darker and it looked horrible.
Well, if it looked horrible, you know, when I get a bruise on my hand.
Yes, ma'am.
And if it was caused by somebody else's negligence, I walk around with an iPhone just like you do.
Yes, ma'am.
I snap a picture. If I were that upset,
I didn't think it was negligent at the time because I went. Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor.
You got what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do.
Fine. So they gave you your money back.
Can I explain?
Is your plastic surgeon here?
No.
Then you have no case. Then you have no case.
She.
Because
we asked her to come. She didn't want to.
Let me go back.
Here's
something.
Pictures.
Let me go back something else. Is this the first time you had your eyebrows tattoo, whatever they do to semi-permanently put on
yes,
eyebrows.
Ma'am.
Is this the first time you had it done?
Microblading, yes, ma'am.
Yes. Had you ever had any tattooing there?
Yes, ma'am, 10 years ago.
So you did have tattooing there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you know how your body changes after 10 years. Your
yes,
eyes
ma'am.
Change.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything changes.
Yes, ma'am.
Go up, go down.
Up, down,
you
yes,
want it
ma'am.
To keep. You want to keep it all the same?
Yes,
you have
ma'am.
To see a plastic surgeon every month. So it was actually your mistake. If you were so dissatisfied, then what you do is you take a picture of it so that you can memorialize it. They did the right thing by offering you your money back. I feel much more compassionate towards them when the manager says that she said she would bring in somebody on their dime. Did she say that to you to fix it?
She said that they would.
Let me tell you, I believe her.
She did say that they would bring someone in, that they would provide the service again. At that point, I was so unsatisfied with the service, and I found out at that point that they weren't licensed. So Your I Honor, said, I don't want to have someone anybody. In your facility who isn't licensed do another procedure at that point.
We would have paid for anybody, but she went to a plastic surgeon, Your Honor.
Well, just a second. I think actually she's allowed to do that. Now, how much did the plastic surgeon charge you?
For each laser removal, it was $225.
Okay. And how many did you have?
Up to this point, I've had 7.
I'd like to see the bill so far.
Yes, ma'am. These are the procedure notes with each date highlighted.
That's $1575.
Ma'am, here's the statute in Ohio for your reference for tattooing license.
Your problem with me is that you didn't take photographs of what it looked like, and
yes,
you had
ma'am.
Had a procedure on your eyebrows before, and you don't have the plastic surgeon here for me to inquire
yes, ma'am.
As to whether the procedures that they're doing took care of some old tattooing that was still there, plus what they did. I have no idea.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Are you being serious with me? Because the building is zoned for tattooing? That means you could do tattooing? I mean, it could also be zoned to do eye surgery. Does that mean you could do eye surgery in your
We did
facility?
All the steps leading up into it as well with the
you
EPA.
You don't and have a license.
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Candace Tuccarelli is asking Wellness Center owner Nicholas Parison to pay medical bills resulting from a botched microblading treatment.
Your problem with me is that you didn't take photographs of what it looked like, and
yes,
you had a procedure on your eyebrows before.
Yes, ma'am.
And you don't have the plastic surgeon here for me to inquire
yes, ma'am.
As to whether the procedures that they're doing took care of some old tattooing that was still there, plus what they did. I have no idea. So,
and ma'am, she signed an informed consent form also that explains all of this. If you've had tattooing done beforehand, it
doesn't
can affect
matter.
The outcome.
It doesn't matter. You do understand. Your problem is you performed a procedure on her.
I understand.
You returned her money, and I can understand if she didn't want to let someone else from your facility do the same procedure.
They weren't from our
so
facility,
far,
actually.
So far, it's going to cost you $1,575. She's allowed to go to a plastic surgeon if that's what she wants to do. She wants to go to the best, she can go to the best. You licensed now?
Yes, she has. Well, no. She has that license.
No, that license is
She's
no good.
She's not doing the procedure in my Just, office.
What are you showing me?
A letter from the Department of Health.
Don't show me a letter from the Department of Health. You, so far, told me you've had 7 procedures.
Yes,
I believe
ma'am.
You at $225 apiece.
Yes, ma'am.
That's $1,575.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it is, and they gave you back the money for the procedure.
Honor.
What?
We were zoned.
What?
So I do have an email. We were zoned to do tattooing.
I don't know
no,
what you mean, zoned.
No, it's not a license, but our facility was zoned to do the procedures.
No, just because you can... Are you being serious with me? Because the building is zoned for tattooing? That means you can do tattooing?
Well, no.
I mean, it could also be zoned to do eye surgery. Does that mean you could do eye surgery in your
We did
facility?
All the steps leading up into it, as well with the
you
EPA.
You don't
and
have a license.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The boss says you don't do the procedure anymore because you don't have a license, right?
We're not doing it anymore.
Until you get a license, or maybe never. But I don't think that they did the wrong thing. And I think that you did an unwise thing by not taking a photograph
yes,
of what
ma'am.
You were complaining about. So I have to guess what is as a result of the old tattooing that you had and what's a result of this microblading that you had,
yes,
which is semi-permanent.
Yes, ma'am.
But right now, the wisest thing for them to have done was to pay so far for the plastic surgeon, which is $1,575. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Pledges are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was completely out of line. It was way above where an eyebrow would even be considered to be placed.
She kept coming back to our clinic after she had her crazy eyebrows.
And when the technician came in, she told me she was licensed and certified.
There's no licensing laws for it's a new procedure.
I had to start wearing a baseball cap to work.
It's a murky situation.
Because I looked crazy.
I mean, we did everything we could to help her.
I was very unhappy, very scared.
We offered to redo the procedure.
As I was happy with the facility and was going to a licensed doctor.
I'm glad she's happy.
I will never go back there.